You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Margaret. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance today?
Yeah. Luckily, I'm at my house, but my car locked the. I mean, I have the keys, but the car is the way it's set up. It don't on the outside. The thing's missing, so it's locked, and I can't get in it.
So you need a lockout service?
Yes, ma'am.
Your first and last name, please.
Chelsea Branham.
Are you in a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to receive mobile text alerts today regarding the provider?
No, I'm good.
All right. Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, what did you ask me?
It's a text message alert with the provider's ETA to get to you.
Oh, I mean, you can, I guess. 251-509-9045.
I gotcha. What's your policy number, hon, and your VIN number as well?
My policy, I don't know my policy number offhand. Like, it's in my car, and the car's locked.
Yeah, I would need that. And your VIN number as well.
I'll give you my VIN number from the outside of the car, but.
Yeah, either way, you're going to need to call the insurance company and get the effective date, producer code, and plan. It's what my screen is popping up here now.
They're closed. I have acceptance.
Yeah, I can't do anything without that information. I would have to need the effective date. If you don't have the VIN number or the policy number neither, I wouldn't be able to do anything without...
I have the VIN number.
I need both to proceed to the next page.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to look real quick in my phone to see if I got my insurance thing. Give me one second. Should be in here. I think they emailed me. Hang on one sec.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmation. Okay, here we go. Transaction ID. What do you need? Policy number. ALF.
Hold on, honey. Okay,
ALFS.
Wait.
487.
ALFS?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
4871.
Okay. And then the VIN number, what is it?
Okay, give me one second. Just read it out to you. Okay, it is KMHCT.
TT? Like Tom Tom?
CT.
Okay.
CT4A E9E. U669157. 157.
Okay, let me read to you this again. On the VIN number, K as in kite, M as in mom, H as in Harry, C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, 4, A as in apple, E as in elephant, 9, E as in elephant, U as in umbrella, 669157.
That's right.
And the policy number I have is A as in apple, L as in lion, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, 4871.
Yes.
Okay, give me a moment, please, so I can see if I can verify this. Okay, at this time, yeah, unfortunately, I'm still going to need the effective date, producer code, and plan letter from your insurance company. It's not letting
producer.
Me bring it up. Yeah, it's like,
I just called y'all 3 weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. This happened, the same thing, and y'all never asked for all of that. I mean,
well, maybe because you exceeded. If you used it 3 weeks ago, maybe something happened with your policy that you used something up. So that's probably why it's asking us for this now. But unfortunately, either I can't do anything without this information.
Ma'am, what do you need?
I need you to get the effective date from your insurance company. I need you to get the producer code from your insurance company. And I need you to get the plan letter type that's from your insurance company. Those three things.
I've never even heard of that. That's crazy. All right.
Yeah, ma'am. I do apologize, but that's what the screen is bringing me up to. So I can make a note that when you get the information, you can give us a call back to proceed with your service. Or we can proceed with your service now out of pocket today.
What do you mean? Oh, I'm not paying. No, how much do y'all charge?
Oh, it depends on the service and the provider's assistance and so forth.
Oh, no, I'm good. Thank you anyways.
Okay, ma'am. Good luck with everything.